This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Sister Odell is here, ladies and gentlemen. And Sister Odell, we got to ask you, did you hear about this?
Well, you didn't introduce me like you normally do.
Well, it's my been Lord. Since you've
couldn't
been
get my glasses on, so I'm is through with you. Good morning, everyone. I wasn't ready for this. Lord, I ain't been on in a while. Yeah. You know, Steve been sick. You know, he ain't been up to himself.
Yes, ma'am.
And
we've missed you, Sister Odell. We have.
Well, I've been out, you know, doing what I do, so I'm back now. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to know, did you hear about the 66-year-old woman out of Germany who just had her 10th child? She's 66 now. She just had her 10th child. It was a son named Philip. The baby was conceived naturally, weighed 7 pounds, 13 ounces at birth. I just want, did you hear about it? Can you believe that? 66?
Well, at 66, it ain't really labor no more. They just fall out. You done had 9 of them for this, I'm telling you right now. 66 and 9. Girl, that thing ain't been together in a while.
Okay. Sister Odell.
Wow.
How old were you when you had your youngest baby? How old?
My youngest one?
I mean, you know, your last child.
Oh, the last one. The last time I was pregnant was... I believe that last one I had, I was about 36.
Oh, okay. That's a good age. Yeah. That's good.
What husband was that one? Who's the baby's father? Which husband?
Number 11.
Oh. Was that Bartholomew, Mr. Bartholomew?
No, that was Corinthians.
And what's the baby's name?
Which one? The last one?
Corinthians, baby. What's his name?
Oh, well, the last one, I name all my children after the Bible. The last one's last name is Revelations.
Yes, of course.
The last one. Because I knew he was going to be the last one. Ain't no more after this. You know, Genesis was born, you know, and then I had Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
Then that one I struggled with, I named that one Exodus, because if you don't get out of me... You know, then I had Ruth, and I picked Ruth because, like Tommy said, don't nobody ever preach from that book, so I named one of them Ruth. And then the twins, 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians.
Wow.
So you got six
many children? Yeah, how many children?
Now I have a few Psalms.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know...
And then I had that little boy with all his sense. I named him Proverbs.
Oh, yes. Yeah, wise. Uh-huh. I was going to say, Psalm, you know, it's Kim Kardashian and Kanye West had a baby named Psalm. Yes.
They do.
Beautiful little boy.
That's where they got it from. They took my baby name.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, Kanye's gone crazy now. Y'all been seeing it?
Yes.
He thinks he a black wizard, Ku Klux Klan member. This fool, you know, I mean, when all y'all was talking about, he was a genius. You know, y'all in the little hip hoppies was running around talking about he was a genius. And I kept looking at him going, this little boy is stupid. I guess y'all see now, though, huh?
Yes, ma'am. We do. We have clarity.
What, Tommy?
Now.
What?
Crystal clear. Listen, Odell, I got to ask you. Have you ever been to church and the pastor closed them doors on you like that?
You mean like Marvin did the other day?
Yeah.
I said,
that.
Lord, he done got himself in the well of trouble. And, you know, he been on the Instagram. You know, been trying to explain it.
Yes, ma'am.
He don't do good on Instagram. He needs to stop. First of all, dress your age. The only one still dressing like they church folks is Yolanda Adams and the Clark sisters. Oh, them heifers brings it, don't they?
All right, Sister Odell, we want to thank you. We missed you. And we'll see you next time, okay?
Bye, sweetie.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.